This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Back in 1976, then-graduate art student Ken Freed won a Ford Foundation grant to create a series of 10 intaglio prints. Mentored by Western Michigan University professor Curtis Rhodes, who founded the print collection at the university, Freed took the subject of the artist's studio as his muse. He went to New York City to visit the studios of 10 well-known artists, captured them in his prints, then added textual elements, small images, and Egyptian symbols into their borders. In March 2020, he donated the prints to the Western's art collection. Ken, I understand you were the youngest artist to ever have a one-person show at the Battle Creek Arts Center, an amazing age 15. You knew early on what path you were on.
Yes, I've been painting for almost 57 years at this point, and before I even went to college, I had completed over 200 oil paintings.
So you must have had space, or your parents' basement or something.
It was exactly the parents' basement, and they were kind enough to give me my own studio as a youngster. And, I think that started a lot of my fascination with artist studios.
You know, with that perfect segue, let's talk about your professor, Curtis Rhodes, how he inspired you, taught you. And this was quite some time ago. You received the Ford Foundation grant as a student about these 10 prints. But there's something that ends up with the 10 prints now in 2020. So take us on that journey with you.
Sure. I had a very limited number of these prints in the edition. I think there are no more than 5 sets of these that I printed, and there won't be any further additioning of the plates. And Curtis Rhodes at the time was the one that informed me that there were Ford Foundation grants available. So I thought it would be, worthwhile trying to get one of the grants. I had received an MA from the State University of New York at Oswego. And during that time, I also wrote a grant, was awarded a grant from the State University of New York to visit printmakers in the State University of New York system. So I visited 15 different printmakers that were the primary teaching printmakers at the SUNY system. It seemed to me to be a good idea when grant was available to do this to artists that live and work in New York City. I was always fascinated by what the studios looked like and how they were a reflection of the artists that worked in the studios.
Were most of these living or passed on artists?
4 of the 10 artists have passed away, and 6 of the artists are still alive. Jasper Johns is 91 years old. Richard Haas is 85. Philip Perlstein is 96.
Some long lives there. Art is good for you.
Yeah, I think it's a healthy lifestyle. But at any rate, Curtis was really good in informing me of this. And Curtis meant a great deal to me during the time that I was at Western Michigan University, and still does. We still share our production, and we talk together about our works. He really is a brilliant man, both theoretically and practically. You know, he was very important in my own development as an artist. But beyond what he has done for me, he was great for Western because he essentially started Western's permanent collection of prints. And he found ways and means, money flow, to be able to get some rather important prints. The Western collection has appreciated in monetary value by a tremendous amount.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. These 10 prints, you didn't leave them alone. There are things that you did in the side margins. Talk about how you worked on these 10 prints.
I was a student of printmaking, and there was a French artist. He was born in 1847, died in 1898. named Felix Buho. He started this thing of making these gorgeous prints and then doing all kinds of little drawings and things in the margin. I really liked, first, the informality that it brings to prints, having margins in the plate itself that you can write on or draw pictures on. And so I adopted that for the series. I wasn't so concerned about what the thing said because the writing is backward writing and there's a lot of Egyptian symbolism in it. But I was more concerned about the look rather than the actual fact of what was there.
Visiting these artist studios, I'm wondering what you felt, what you saw in these studios, what was unique, what were the commonalities?
One of the most colorful was visiting the studio of Lowell Nesbitt. Lowell Nesbitt was an extremely successful painter in 1976, the time of my visit. And we took a cab. And when we got in the cab driver said to us, said, "Man, I said, you better be careful. This is a pretty tough neighborhood." I said, "You know where you're going?" I said, "Yeah." So I rang the bell of Lowell Nesbitt's studio. And as I went in the atrium, there was a swimming pool, which later I found out to be the largest private swimming pool in New York City. He had purchased the former mounted police stable. So it had four floors. It had four-story atrium, rooftop entertainment area, his studio and living space. And it was named the Old Stable. He called it the Old Stable. There's 12,500 square feet of living space. And he hired two employees, one for his plants and one as a chef. So I've never seen anything like it. I walked into him, my mouth was open. He was very, very kind, very sweet. In fact, he arranged for me to get to some of the studios of the rather famous people, such as Jasper Johns, Robert Indiana, Clay Zoldenberg, Philip Perlstein, Louise Nevelson. Lowell was able to arrange it because he was like the party area where all of these well-known artists would go and have parties at his space. So I guess this poor little graduate student from the Midwest, he decided he was going to be kind to him. And so he helped me finesse some of the more famous artists in the group. I started out in the project with just two artists. There were two Western Michigan University artists that Hiroshi Murata was one that a studio that I visited, and he taught at Western from 1966 through 1970. And then there was Stephen Woodburn, who started teaching in 1966, which incidentally is the same time that Curtis Rhodes started teaching at Western. The Western artists helped the artists that were from Western initially that were in New York City help me get into Lowell Nesbitt studio, and then Lowell Nesbitt helped me get into some of the more famous artist studios. So I was very pleased and very shocked that I was able to get into these studios, but that was a lot through the kindness of others.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with artist Ken Fried. 10 of his prints of artist studios are on exhibit at the Albertine Monroe Brown Gallery at Western Michigan University through May 22nd. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.